It feels funny being a homeless marionette. I've been walking for hours with no place to go. What's that I see over there?
Help me. Somebody. Help me. Please. Help me, please.
Are you okay?
Back hurts a little.
I never saw you before in Happyland. Who are you?
My name is Simcha. I fell from that cliff up there. What did you say this place is called?
Happyland.
Happyland?
Yes. Are you hurt?
Not really. Miraculously, I have only a few bruises. Wait a minute. Could you pinch me, please? I think I must be dreaming.
Why?
Because I'm standing here talking to a marionette puppet, and it's talking back to me.
Okie dokie.
Ouch! Grazzle Beagle Boygan, that hurt!
Well, you told me to pinch you, and I did.
How is this even possible? You're a marionette!
I'm a marionette that was made by Schmeichel, the royal toy maker.
Of course! I should have known. I think I'm gonna faint.
No! Please don't faint. It's not your imagination. I'm programmed by a microcomputer chip with a 10-year battery.
Oh, so that's nice. But why did the toy maker create you all together?
I was created to keep the king of Happyland, King Jolly, happy and cheerful. I was banned today from the palace because I played a practical joke at the king's expense.
It sounds like something I do. Hey, who are those seven people coming this way?
They're the king's seven loyal servants.
I never saw you in Happyland before. So who are you?
My name is Simcha. Who are you?
Happy.
Yes, I'm happy. Why are you asking?
I'm happy.
I'm glad you are happy. But why can't I be happy too?
Simcha, his name is Happy.
Oh, and who are your friends with you?
I'm friendly.
I'm friendly too.
Simcha, his name is Friendly. King Jolly gave his close servants names that would always keep him in a happy mood.
Now I get it, I think. Who are the rest of you?
I'm cheerful! Ha! I'm joyful! Ba-da-ba-da!
I'm delightful!
I'm jovial! Skinny-bee-ba-ba!
I'm smiley!
You shouldn't be hanging around with Mario! He caused the king to become unhappy. He played a terrible practical joke on King Jolly.
And now the king is not smiling. If we don't get the king to become happy and smile again, Happyland will become Sadland.
If the king is not happy, then no one is allowed to be happy. It's the law of the land. Ha!
What? Who made up such a silly law like that?
Many years ago, our land was called Hefker. The people did whatever they wanted. No one was truly happy.
People weren't friendly. They were always selfish and mean. caring only about themselves.
No one was cheerful anymore because no one got along with each other. Ha!
This made the king very upset and grumpy. He was no longer joyful to be around.
The king stopped being jovial. Things look like they're only going to get worse and worse. Skitty beep bop boo. Until one day.
One day, a smiling, wise, orgurous sage was passing through Hefkaland. When he saw how he lived, he demanded an audience with King Grumpy.
King Grumpy? I thought his name was King Jolly.
It is. But back then, he was King Grumpy.
Oh, so what happened at the meeting with the king?
The wise old Jewish sage said...
Your Majesty, you and all your people are not happy because you only care about yourselves. Would you like to know who is truly happy?
Yes, of course I would.
Anyone who cares about another's feelings the same way he does his own is truly happy. A person who wouldn't harm another for his own personal gain is truly happy. Anyone who
greets his fellow human being with a jolly smile is truly, truly happy.
Okay, I heard enough. Come on, you know? You and your king sound like a bunch of spoil sports. Now, Mario, on the other hand, he's my kind of friend.
Simcha, we do not find it delightful that you want to hang around with Mario. He is bad influence.
Oh yeah, I'll hang around with whoever I want. Mario is my friend.
This does not put us in a jovial mood. This is all your fault, Mario. Skitty beep bop boo.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure.
Both of you, leave us at once, or we'll summon the royal guards to arrest you and have you sent off to the forest of darkness.
Yeah, sure, whatever you say. Mario, are we leaving or are we staying?
Come, let's go, Simcha. We don't need them. Simcha, we'll hide in the bushes and overhear how they plan to make the king happy again.
I read you loud and clear. Then we can sabotage their plans with a couple of practical jokes. I like that.
I have a plan that should work. Skinny beep, papa.
What is it?
Everyone knows a good piece of music makes one's heart relaxed and happy. Let's go to the King's Royal Theater and rehearse a nice musical piece. Skitty beep bop bop.
Right. When we're rehearsed enough, we'll summon the king.
When he hears our beautiful musical rendition, he's sure to become jolly. Ha!
And what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Let's follow them quietly.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
We're here. Let's get started. Let's tune up our instruments first. I'll tune my drums. A rub-a-dum bump.
Okay, let me check out my piano. Ha! Sounds good. My turn. I'll tune my tuba. Ba-ra-ba-ra.
Here goes my trombone.
Okay, here goes my trumpet. Skitty peep bop bop.
What do you think of my piccolo?
Sounds okay to me. I guess I could check my violin, my fiddle.
Sounds like we're all tuned up. Now take out the sheet music and let's begin. Okay, ready? A one and a two and a three.
Wow, that was a one.
Come on, let's go and call the king. Ha!
Come on, Simcha. They're gone now. Now's our chance to play a nice practical joke to sabotage their plans.
Great! Let's do it!
Okay, pass me that box. That's it. Okay, give me those things over there. Now that over there! Okay, hold it steady now. Hold it. Okay, now. Close the cover. Good. Okay, good. Fantastic. Okay, it looks like we're done.
Perfect timing. I hear them coming back with the king. Quick, let's hide upstairs by the balcony.
That little scoundrel Mario the Marionette better not be anywhere around.
Don't worry, Your Majesty. Not even his newfound prankster friend, Simcha, knows about this performance.
Simcha? Who is he?
Oh, no one important. Forget that Smiley ever mentioned him. Shall we get started?
Please do!
Okay. A one, a two, a three.
What's going on? How did that happen?
What's going on? That's called drumming. It's hurting my ears.
I better stop playing my piano before the king gets angry. Ha! Yikes! Who put these mice in my piano?
Where did those mice come from? Go out of the piano? What kind of piano was that? What? What is going on here? Bubbles? I thought you were playing music, not blowing bubbles. What's going on here?
What's this? Instead of music, bubbles are coming out of my tuba. Ba-la-ba-la.
Don't worry, Joyful. I'll cover for you by playing my trombone solo.
Ouch!
Whoops!
Oh, my stomach! What is with you? Is that how you play trombone? I can't believe what's going on here!
Sorry about that, Your Majesty. How did that happen? My trombone slide piece flew right into the king's stomach!
What's going on here? Are you doing what Mario did? You're spritzing me all over my face! What kind of trumpet is that? A trick trumpet or something? All this water is causing me to catch a cold!
Oh boy, my trumpet spritzing water into the king's face. Skinny bit, my boy.
Ouch, my ears! What are you trying to make me deaf or something?
My beautiful piccolo sounds like a foghorn.
That noise is giving me the chills. Stop it! Stop it! Stop playing your violin saw. Is that a saw or a violin?
My violin in half. This is turning into a disaster.
It is indeed a disaster. I thought this musical rendition was supposed to make me cheerful again. Oh dear, it's just making me unhappy.
It was your Majesty. Someone sabotaged our instruments when we went to call you.
All right, Happy. But who could it have been? No one else but us knew about
this. Oh boy, this is too funny. We pulled off the biggest practical joke in history. I can't hold back my laughter any longer.
Me neither.
Guys, do you hear that?
Look up there! It's coming from the balcony! Ba-ra-ba-ra!
It's Mario and Simcha. They must have been hiding in the bushes and overheard our plans. Skitty beep baboo.
You're right, Jovial. They're the saboteurs.
Guards, arrest those two now!
Oh no, they're coming at us. Mario, you go that way. I'll go this way. getting closer. Oh, you missed me. Can't catch me if you can. Woo, that was close. Uh-oh. I think I'm being cornered. Uh-oh.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Your Majesty?
What should we do with these two?
What do you want us to do with them?
Bring them to the Forest of Darkness, across the rickety wooden bridge that separates our two lands. And give the caretaker this letter.
Ooh, Forest of Darkness. Ooh, it sounds scary. Should I be afraid?
Yes, you should be.
Of course, I get it. Forest of Darkness. It must be loaded with boogie monsters. Your Majesty, sorry to inform you, but I'm not afraid of the dark, nor do I believe in boogie monsters.
You won't be laughing soon. Take them away now.